welcome back to Clash Royale Radio. I am your host, Dylan.
And I am your co-host, Dalton.
And I'm your other co-host, Caleb.
And another episode number 5, you guys. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing well.
Doing great, dude. Oh, yeah.
Living the life.
It's cold, though.
Dude,
I don't like that.
Dude, yeah, it's extremely cold out right now. It's like 33 right now.
Yeah, screw that. Screw all that.
I don't even think we had fall.
Dude, it feels like it's been forever since we did our last episode.
I know. It feels like it's been a month.
It's been 3 weeks, though. We can all blame Dalton for that. He had to bail out on us.
Yeah, I blame that on you.
You always blame it on me.
Well, you plan it whenever I'm not available.
Well, priorities, man.
And this is
responsibility, dude.
So, yeah, guys, how was everybody's week? Terrible. Or a couple weeks, I guess.
Terrible.
Terrible? Why is that?
I've been slacking major.
On Clash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so have I. I'd usually be done with the pass already, I feel like.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're normally take about a week or a week and a half.
But I just got my, all I was doing is working really hard just to get to the book of everything so I can get my Mighty Miner maxed out, first champion maxed out,
dang.
14. So now I'm only on tier 9, like I'm barely just going anywhere, only because I haven't been on very much. All I've been doing is collecting chests, coins, whatever, because I have no card I need to upgrade, it seems like.
Yeah. Dude, I've actually been pretty good. There was one day that I was like, I won 7 games in a row. I think I was at 9. I went 9-1, and just climbing. And I actually got to like 5,800 was my highest.
Have you just been playing trophy?
Yeah,
I've been playing.
Okay, sorry, but recently I have been playing Path of Legends now, and I'm in Challenger 2, just working my way up playing Log Bait. But
I've been playing Path of Legends. Before the season
reset,
and I was already at Master 1.
How'd it feel?
So it felt pretty cool. Honestly, it felt easy. So it's,
really?
I think it's going to be really easy for I think a lot of people, especially you guys, to get up there. So I can see us, our peak could probably be honestly close to Master 3.
Really? Wow!
I'm not kidding.
Wow!
It wasn't too hard to get up there. Now, however, I will say this: it was hard. Though it was pretty challenging to advance to Master 2. I couldn't really bounce to Master 2 very well. I lost a lot, and so, but I feel like Master 1 is where, what would you call it? I guess that's where my skill level is right now.
Yeah,
I don't know what you would call it,
that,
but
yeah.
Anyways,
Dalton. So, yeah.
What are you even talking about?
You haven't even played Path of Legends, have you?
No.
Have you tried it all?
I tried it one game, and I won, and then I just...
So you're undefeated?
Screw it.
Yeah, doing better than we are.
Well, duh.
Yeah. No, Path of Legends is pretty cool. However, I don't like how, like, they just... I think they randomize the gold bricks, don't they? The gold steps.
No. If you go on the game and go on Path of Legends and you click on the gold step, it'll tell you, like, hey, this challenger level or whatever floor, you have, like, every 3 wins, you get a gold one.
Oh, it does. So, okay. I thought it was randomized.
And it'll even tell you when your next one is, like, 2 more or
sweet.
1 more. So.
Sweet. I like that. Okay. Okay, that's a lot.
I think for each challenger or whatever is going to be, is different, but I don't know. So.
Ready to lose?
Let's go.
I'm going last.
You're going last?
Yep.
That's not fair.
All right, guys. This is non-Clash Royale related. I just want to laugh. I just want to make you guys laugh.
Just
we're
going to
do dad jokes, guys. We're doing dad jokes.
You're about to say daddy jokes, I thought.
Daddy jokes.
Daddy joke, that's right.
It's going to be funny, because I guarantee the only dad here is going to lose.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be good at this.
Okay.
Yeah, you're supposed to be good at this.
Hey,
you're supposed to not to laugh.
I'm not going to lose, dude.
Okay.
We're just boys.
Caleb, you're going first.
Why?
Just kidding. I got 9.
Yeah, 9. I got 8.
Okay, I got 8.
8 dad jokes? Okay, so we go about 8.
Okay, you ready?
Okay.
You ready for this?
Go for it.
So, how many apples grow on a tree?
I don't know.
All of them.
Yeah. Duh.
By the way, mine are stupid, but that's what makes it funny.
That's called dad jokes, bro.
Okay, dude, shut up.
Hey, singing in the shower is fun until you get soap in your mouth. Then it's just a soap opera.
I thought they were supposed to be like questions.
It's not like knock knock.
Okay. What do you call a boomerang that doesn't come back?
I've heard of this.
What?
What?
A stick.
The first one.
Are you kidding me?
The first
that
one.
That you cracked at?
You did too.
I giggled. I wasn't like dying laughing. Like, okay, hey, that's funny right there.
But hey, that's the first one.
Jeez Louise.
That's not fair.
What did the drummer call his two daughters?
Cymbals.
And a one and a two.
I don't get it.
You don't get it? Anna, one, Anna. Okay, I thought so. You were scaring me.
Let's hear it, little.
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
Mr. Clean.
Supplies!
He's laughing at his own joke.
He is.
You did a little...
Yeah, I did.
Okay. You sneeze. I got it.
All right. Why did the football coach go to the bank?
Why?
To get his quarterback.
That was good. Why did the pitcher go to jail?
Why?
He got framed.
Okay.
That was... All right.
Hey, I asked my dog what 2 minus 2 was. He said nothing.
How do you make 7 even?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Take away the S.
That's pretty good.
Which days are the strongest? Saturday and Sunday. The rest are weekdays.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I like that one. You almost made me laugh on your first one.
It's not my first one.
Where do you learn to make banana split?
I don't know.
Sunday school.
Which state has the most streets?
I don't know.
Rhode Island.
That's a good one. I like it.
I asked my wife what her birthday was. She said March 1st. So I walked around the room and asked her again.
That's dumb. Caleb, I think you've heard this one, but Dalton, why can't a nose be 12 inches long?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Because he'd be a foot.
Why do golfers bring 2 pairs of pants?
I've heard of this one.
I don't know.
Just guess they get a hole in one.
I've heard this one.
That was good. That was good. Dude, someone stole my Microsoft Office. I will find you. You have my word.
Okay. Oh, is it my turn?
Yep.
How many tickles does it take for an octopus to laugh?
8.
10 tickles.
They had 8 tentacles.
Tentacles. 10 tickles.
Oh. Yeah, I've seen that.
Come on now.
What has ears but can't hear?
Well, corn. I don't know.
That's kind of close. Here's a cornfield.
Dang, nice.
What's blue but not very heavy? Light blue.
How did that make me laugh? that was your last one, isn't it?
Nope. I got one more.
I think this is my last one. Did you hear the creator of autocorrect died last night? The funnel will be tomato.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
All right. What do you call a pencil with two erasers?
Oh, no.
Pointless.
This is so stupid.
I still got two more.
What do you call a lion who doesn't roar?
A cat?
A dead lion.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Why did Sally fall off the swing set?
She has no arms.
There you go.
Gosh.
Why'd you laugh?
It's so mean.
That's rude, Caleb. All right. Where do boats go when they're sick?
I don't know.
To the dock.
Yikes. Nice.
That was it. That was my last one.
Just wait. You got another one.
Got one more?
Yep. What's Forrest Gump's password?
Oh, I already know. One, Forrest, one.
That's a good one.
That's what it was?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, wow. I never heard of that one.
Then you got another. You want to know another one?
Yeah, sure.
Shoot it.
What's the best card in Clash Royale?
Fireball.
Freeze.
Dude, 2-0, bro.
All right, guys. We got a brand new season. Now we got our laughing out of the way.
Brand new
season. So, yeah, brand new season. We got balance changes. You know, we got the Phoenix and the Monk. Obviously got a nerf or a buff.
Phoenix is still
or nerf. Sorry, they got a nerf.
Phoenix is still
We're going to talk about the Path of Legends.
Phoenix is still overpowered.
Still?
So is the Monk.
Yep.
So is the Monk.
The only problem about the Monk is just the ability and the timing about it.
Yeah, the ability is not the problem. It's the timing, like you said.
Yeah, I actually agree. Because I, you know, first coming into this new cards and stuff coming in, you know, I thought like, okay, the Phoenix was pretty good because it can revive. But I figured, okay, it's not going to be that good. Like, it's not going to be like overpowered. Like the Monk can like deflect everything. And actually, it's the opposite. The Phoenix is actually super overpowered. And the Monk, it's okay. But like, it's super hard to know when your opponent's going to fireball or yeah, even log or anything. So it's almost impossible. You just got to.
I kind of
like
it though.
I do too.
It makes it challenging.
Oh yeah.
And I think they need to honestly keep like I believe now that since it's so hard to do that to time it, I think people say that the 80% reflective damage is way too overpowered. I kind of don't think so. He's not very much of a tank.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, I think he is. I think he
you
is.
You think he is?
He is a pretty tank, yeah. Mm. And I tell you what, Monk with Phoenix, so if you have the Phoenix go first and the Monk trailing it and the Phoenix dies and then you have
and
the Monk.
It goes on the Monk and then you hit the ability.
Dude, that is catches. Overpowered.
Yeah, yeah.
That is really
especially
good.
If you like mirror the Phoenix. Like if you have two Phoenixes on the
I never field, thought that, of that.
That is just stupid nuts. Yeah. It is.
But so far, guys, what do you guys think about the two new cards?
I love them. I absolutely
really?
Love them. Yes, I actually love them. I will play these guys for a very long time.
Yeah. So everybody here, we bought. So we're not even close to actually getting the Monk on
nope.
the trophy road.
We cheated.
Yeah, our bank account minus $30, and yeah. we purchased
that day. I couldn't go to McDonald's that day, so I had to.
So we all three actually bought. You guys bought both of them, didn't you?
I think so, right?
Phoenix,
you bought the Phoenix,
you got
and,
the Phoenix
Monk, right?
And the Monk, right?
Yeah, I bought the Monk and then the Phoenix.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
The Monk and the
that's
Phoenix.
That's what I did. I bought the Monk.
I bought the Phoenix. I bought the Monk because I knew that it's going to be really, really long before I can probably get up to 6,500 trophies.
Yeah, it was going to be bad.
And I knew I was going to get the Phoenix sometime, and I didn't even worry about spending $10.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I actually love them.
You love them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going to have to do something with the Phoenix's attack speed because it's crazy fast.
Yeah.
Crazy fast.
Have you seen...
with Rage?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Have you seen that? It's like a Dark Goblin in the air.
Yeah.
It literally is.
It's nuts.
And he has more damage than the Dark Goblin every hit, doesn't he?
What's that?
The Dark Goblin, he has more damage than the Dark Goblin, doesn't he?
I'm not sure. Mm. I don't know what that is, but...
But anyways, it's stupid fast, though. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. So...
But...
So anyway, let's go to the nerfs here. For the Phoenix, got a negative 10% damage, and the egg's lifetime was 4 seconds and now 4.3, which means if it's unprotected and it dies, the tower will will get the egg no matter what.
Yes.
So if it's not
protected. I like that. I like that.
I still feel like a lot of people don't know that, because I still play the Phoenix and people still use like a zapper.
And they'll spam it.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
They'll log it. I'm like, these guys.
Yeah.
It's like they don't know. But like, I mean,
but Caleb, he got a deck and you know it. Sirtag did it. The dang miner in the Phoenix is actually dangerous. Stupid.
Because why wouldn't the Phoenix dies? Let's say it doesn't lock on to the monk, let's just say, that you're trailing. You send out the miner just on the right time, and when it pops up, the princess will go, and everything else will go to the miner if it's close enough to it, and the egg just stays there and waits till it hatches. It is stupid good.
I learned to play the miner on the inside corner, but like not the one closest to the king tower.
Yes.
The other one, because then after it dies, even if they place the troops on the inside in like the alley area, they'll still target the miner.
That's good. That's good. That reminds me, like, if you have bats, you can kind of trick people like this. If you put bats on the left side of the tower, but then you hurry up and miner on the right side of the tower, but inside, to where the on the left tower of their princess will attack the miner while the bats are free.
Yes,
and people don't. People are like, oh, I can leave the bats because they're going to die, but the actually not going to get touched. And
another good card that I'd say it's not better than the miner, but another good card. Let's just say if you don't have the miner up, I've heard that Ice Golem is really good to tank for the Phoenix as well, if you time it right. Yep.
Okay.
So, but anyways,
let's go to the monk. The monk's monk got a nerf as well. The ability cooldown was 15 seconds, and now it's up to 17 seconds.
This is nuts, because
which is good.
Yes, because you can hit the abilities twice when you're like
easy. It's crazy how 2 seconds. It's just easier to. You can literally use the ability for defense and then ready for offense for the ability again. Now it's a lot harder.
Now it's a lot harder, which is good.
Because
that was way overpowered.
Definitely.
But so Don, how do you like about these two cards? Do you love them?
I do. I really do.
I honestly think this is like I think Clash Royale needed this a while ago.
They definitely did. Yeah.
Because how long have they stayed with just?
Yeah.
It was Mighty Miner, the newest champion.
I think
newest
card, or newest non-champion card. Obviously, the champions were just recently, right?
Mighty Miner is a champion.
My Miner is a champion. That's what I just said.
Oh no, I'm thinking of the Goblin.
The Goblin Drill was the latest epic non-champion card.
Card, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure as well. I can't think of any other card that was before
or after. Yeah, I don't know. Then they started introducing champions. But
yeah. But anyway, so yeah, they needed this a long time ago. And I think they needed a legendary a long time ago. So
I want to talk about the Path of Legends and just kind of like a recap of everything, because I absolutely love it. So the League number one, the League One, they're all golden steps. I don't know if you guys noticed that. So you'll on League One, Challenger One or whatever, you'll always go up no matter what. If you lose, you'll stay there and stuff. But after that, we'll have some stone, and like I think every three is stone or is gold anyway. But so that's kind of cool. And everything is capped to level 11.
Yes.
You guys like that?
Love that.
No kidding.
That means you can. This is why I like Path of Legends more than Trophy Road. I think I'll play it more than Trophy Road. Why? Because now I can use. Because mainly my entire cards are level 11 at least, or level 12. So I can just use whatever. I can use actually what Sirtag is showing on the video, and I can actually copy it and actually play it.
You have more of a variety of playing of different decks.
That's the word I'm looking for. Yes. I love the crap out of that. It is so nice.
But before.
If you don't have an 11.
Yeah, if you have less than 11. Yeah. Then it's. Exactly. So it's only capped to 11.
But if you have like level 9 or 8, it'll say level 9 or 8.
Yep, definitely. So you got it. Because I didn't know that.
No, I'm sorry. Nothing. I'm not looking at you.
So, dude. I don't know if you guys watched any like OJ or anything of the new season, but did you guys see the monk emotes coming out?
Dude, I wish I had one of its emotes during that time where I that fireball. So, for you guys who don't know, I showed these guys and I thought it was the greatest. I would probably never happen again. But anyways, I laid down the monk and I laid down my two phoenixes. The guy laid down a flying machine right behind. It would be my right to his tower. So his right, it would be his left tower.
Right behind his princess tower.
Yeah. He laid down a flying machine. And then my monk was at the bridge, hit his ability just on time, and the fireball came. And I killed his flying machine and
damage on his tower.
So he wasted 8 elixir. Why? I just needed to waste one. It was the stupidest thing I've Yeah.
Can I tell you, it's one of the most satisfying things whenever, like, it's such a game changer, too.
Yes.
Just like freeze.
Shut up.
And the stupid, log. Like, I have no idea how many times I reflected a log. And I'm like, this is stupid. Yes. And I kill some, like, I knock back so many troops. I'm just like, man, dude, it is so crazy. But, yeah, it's just nuts. The monk. But do you guys think that, going back to the Path of Legends, like, do you think everybody else likes it? Like, this is what Clash Royale needed to do. They needed to have a separate, like, this Trophy Road and
no, like, definitely. I think they have now. You have like a casual, somewhat, and then you have like a more competitive ranked play.
Yeah,
and what reason why I really like Path of Legends is because it's more skill than it is like, oh, my level are higher than yours, or you know what I mean? Like, because with my deck, I only have like maybe 10 to 15 max level cards. So like, I don't have a very big variety, but like with Path of Legends, if I'm Challenger 1 and 2 and 3, I can play a lot more cards, more variety.
Yeah, so, I got zero max cards.
Do you really? Nuh-uh.
No, you don't.
One. Really?
Really?
I have a lot there, like level 13s.
Really?
Wait, what level are you now?
You're
12.
No,
your
tower is 12, but what level? Like, I'm king 44. Level. You're like
king
what?
Level.
42. King level.
42. Yeah.
You're 42.
I'm like 35.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right. Cool. So you have it. Have you got a champion yet?
The monk.
Yeah, the monk. He bought the monk.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, bought the monk. But you don't have any other champion yet? Mm-mm. Gotcha. Dylan, you have another champion, don't you? Or do you have two?
Yeah, I just got my other champion, the Golden Knight. So,
have you played him yet at all?
Played him once.
Really?
But I've been playing the crap out of the monk. I don't know why. I just like the monk. And, you know, ever since the monk came out, too.
Game changer.
Like, I don't even have to worry about, like, Mega Knights and stuff
like
that.
I'm not afraid of anything. It's stupid.
Like, you play him on defense, and you hit his ability, and he'll tank forever and ever. And then, you know what's crazy is his push.
Yeah, like, he's a log.
Like, kind of, but like if a Mega Knight's on the monk and he's like pushing him, and it, like, okay, sorry, the monk is on the Mega Knight, and then he the opponent lays down like a Skarmy, let's say. All he has to do is push the Mega Knight back, and then he's retargeting the Skarmy.
No, he's not.
Nuts. Yeah, because he pushes him so far back, the Skarmy's like around him, so he'll retarget the Skarmy, or even goblins.
Crap! Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so I got a little trick. So if you're playing Expo, this is for all Expo players. So if you're playing Expo at the bridge, right? And he plays, like, your opponent plays like a prince or something that jumps over the water, the river.
Mm-hmm.
If you play something to where it makes them jump over, the Expo will retarget to the tower. You guys know that?
It will.
You got to jump over, and it's kind of like,
if that's the only thing they laid down, because when it jumps, it doesn't think like,
did you know this?
It's
probably,
it's like a mini flying. And it's like, wait, so I already target the tower. Did you know that?
Did you know this as well, though? If you play the monk on the same line as if your Expo is on the tower, knocking, like, let's say you're going against an Expo player, he lays on an Expo and he's knocking down your tower, he's hitting your tower. You can play the monk right in front of your tower, hit the ability, it'll reflect.
No.
Yep.
There's been a lot of things you've been wrong. I don't know. Do you think?
No, I was watching OJ, and he was looking at stuff like that, and it was real, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, let's try it.
That's nuts. Yeah, we got to try this.
Here.
No, we're trying it.
I guess just get, like, a random Expo.
Just get an Expo. Or
I'll get an Expo, you get the monk.
I'm already good, bro.
Oh, crap. Are we in the... Shoot, I can't even watch it. I'm in this stupid clan. Ugh.
Just leave.
Why you gotta be so rude?
There ain't no way that's true.
If it is, wow.
No kidding. It's not like the Magic Archer, where the Magic Archer will pierce through everybody.
All right, I'm in, boys. Okay. Dylan, just go ahead and play Expo. Whoever has Expo, yeah, play it, and then have it lock on.
Yeah, I'm going to have him lock on. Okay, it's on our tower.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's no way this is happening.
Lay down Monk right there, and now hit the ability.
Trying.
There
what
it is.
The heck? No.
But he locks back on the tower.
No.
I told you.
No way.
Unreal.
That is stupid. So one thing, Caleb is right. Caleb is right, so.
Wow, you're getting smoked.
Dude, I've already left the game.
That's a dub.
Here we go.
Three drunk.
All right, guys. Card showdown tournament style. And guys, this is about the most annoying cards. You ready for this?
Dude,
I'm ready. The most annoying cards.
Okay. Let it fly.
So you guys got the tournament right there on your phones?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
I see it.
Where are we starting? Left or right?
Right.
We're going from right. Why is it? It's never right. It's always, left to right.
Left to left.
Left to right.
Yeah.
And we'll work our way down.
You said right, bro.
Yeah, because I'm always right. Yeah, you said right.
You're never right. Caleb's always right now.
Yeah, okay. Get started. Goblin Hut or Miner?
I'm going
the most annoying.
I'm going Miner.
I'm going Miner.
Not easy.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Miner as well. That's a good pick. I think...
whoever plays is almost guaranteed damage.
Kind of. Same with Goblin Hut. I'm thinking Goblin Drill, sorry. But yeah, Goblin Hut. I'm going to have to go with Miner.
Miner's a tank.
It's a tank, yeah.
Yeah, it's a tank, and it is annoying. Now, I think a lot more people are going to be playing Miner, so it's going to be even more annoying.
Yeah, and Goblin Hut is not... Especially with Monk, too, with Goblin Hut. Oh, it's just not that big of a deal. And with
the Phoenix, too, it's just such a good combo.
All right, guys, I'm excited for this one. Elixir Golem versus the Sparky.
This one
Elixir
sucks.
Golem.
I think I would have to go with Elixir Golem.
After the update it just had.
Everybody's mirroring it, and everybody is using that Elixir Golem battle healer.
I guess we can all testify to this, but for me, Sparky doesn't scare me at all anymore with the Monk.
No, not the Monk.
Dude, it is.
Have
stupid.
You guys reflected the?
Oh yeah, it's super easy. Super easy.
Yeah, it's.
So we're agreeing with the Elixir Golem.
I don't know why anybody. I think honestly, Sparky has died because of it.
I don't know. People still play him. It's actually crazy how much I've seen him been played.
That's crazy.
Elixir. Okay, are you editing it?
Yeah, but this is on Docs. I'm on Sheets, Google Sheets. So sorry.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I got you though.
Firecracker, Elixir Pump.
Firecracker or Elixir Pump? Firecracker. Ooh. The Firecracker, yes, it can activate...
Elixir Pump.
It can activate the tower, no doubt, but the Elixir Pump doesn't scare me, even though, yeah, sure, they're getting more Elixir, but it doesn't scare me as much as the Firecracker. Firecracker
really
is annoying.
I wouldn't say a big spell, but I don't really
Firecracker can literally destroy a witch.
So?
That's annoying.
Here's what's annoying.
You're guaranteed one elixir every time, even if they do rocket or fireball it, they'll still get one elixir off.
Yeah, to me, like these both cards.
But we're looking at the most annoying. What is the most annoying? I think it's still Firecracker.
I don't know, because like Elixir Pump, you can get no matter what, you'll have an advantage. Like no matter what, if you lightning it, you spend six elixir to lightning it, and you spend six elixir for it. But whenever it dies, you gain one elixir, so you're always that one elixir higher than everything. So like you always gain a little elixir. The only way I can see you might have a positive elixir if you fireball it. That's it. It still won't kill it.
Yeah, I can see that.
But however, it won't last as long.
Like I think it's so annoying because like you see a lot of people can play like five elixir troops. I can just play a three elixir troop and it can just wipe them out.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to go elixir pump. What do you got?
I'm going elixir pump.
Yeah.
That's all right.
But yeah, I do think firecrackers...
Firecracker is annoying.
Same annoying.
There's no doubt.
You can't log it.
No, you can't log it.
Maybe arrow.
You can arrow it. That's about. You can.
But still, you have to get the timing right because if you do shoot,
that is annoying part about it as well. And it retargets. So next matchup: Battle Healer or the Mega Knight.
I'm gonna have to go with the Mega Knight.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Mega Knight is so annoying because everybody's playing.
That's the only thing I can think of that Mega Knight's annoying.
Mega Knight's got to be the most popular card being played.
Besides Log.
Besides flipping Log, but that's not a spell. I'm talking about a troop here. I hate the Mega Knight even existing because they use it so much. I don't even have it maxed out.
The Mega Knight? I got him maxed out.
Yep.
I love it.
He's, of course you do.
Mega Knight with E-Bars Rage. Love it. Dawn, what do you like?
I don't know.
Most annoying.
I don't know, because you can't leave the Battle Healer alone. Yeah, a lot of people think you can, but it's almost guaranteed to almost take your tower.
Because it just keeps healing and healing and healing. It's just so annoying.
Yeah, that's another thing about the Battle Healer. It does do that.
And especially if you have it with especially if you
mirror the Battle Healer. Oh, it's even worse.
It's so dumb. And you get like three or four out there, you can't stop it.
No.
Maybe Rocket. I don't know, can Rocket kill it?
I don't think so.
No, I honestly three don't think so.
Or four.
That is dumb. Because what? How much does it cost? Four elixir?
Three. No, four. Three?
It's no, four. It's four elixir troops.
It's four.
Yeah. They should be able to rocket that.
I'm hoping they would.
But wow. If but yeah, still alive, after all goodness of that, I'm agreeing with Dalton, I think. Battle Healer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to have to. Yeah, Dalton probably would change my mind. I would have to say Battle Healer too, as annoying as it is.
Princess?
You want to keep going on the same side?
What do
you
want to do? Yeah, we're switching it over. Princess or the mirror?
I think princess.
I'm definitely
going princess. I'm going princess as well.
I think
because
it's princess.
I honestly think princess will probably.
Yes, you can log it, but it can target anywhere on the map. It doesn't even matter where the princess is at.
It's just so annoying because you have to deal with it. That's
you
the thing.
You have to,
can't
yes.
Leave it. Yeah, you can't leave it alone because it's 200 damage each time she fires, and it's so annoying. It's just.
She does too much damage for how worthless she
yeah
is.
Yeah. Well, she's only good at log bait. That's all it is. So. All right, guys. Monk versus the freeze. The most annoying.
I'm going with monk.
I'm going with monk as well.
I have to go with monk. It's so stupid annoying.
Fireball.
Okay.
Now he's changing.
No.
He's changing to the dark side.
I'll probably definitely go with the monk.
Yeah, the monk.
Yeah.
Freeze is annoying.
Freeze is annoying too.
It is annoying.
But I think overall monk has got to be the worst.
There's probably nothing. Yeah, there's nothing more annoying if I'm just waiting for that moment. I'm waiting for that moment where this guy is using a rocket cycle with monk, and his tower's like 300 health, but he only has a tower over here that's 100 health, and he rockets it, and the guy monks it, and he wins the game.
I got a question. What if you both have monks?
This has been tried.
It'll go back and forth.
Yes, it will go back and forth.
Runs out.
Until the ability,
yep.
You need to look at B-Rad.
Yeah.
He does it.
No, I think they fixed that, though. I think now the spell will finish.
Yeah, did I tell you about that, Dalton?
I think it will finish.
So B-Rad, if you watch his video, and this is like right when it came out, so like it might have been a bug too, but he let go of his fireball. The guy monked it. Then he hurried up and used his monk, so it bounced on his tower, came back, and bounced again. And while I was coming back again, his ability ran out, and the fireball disappeared. No damage.
Yeah. I think Clash Royale fixed that, though.
Pretty sure they fixed that.
Rocket did the same thing. So did Arrow. So did any other spell.
Yeah.
I don't think Log? I don't think they would have fixed Log, because Log is a distance. So I think it...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how that would work.
But it was kind of weird how the fireball just like disappeared with no damage.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I didn't know that one.
But
so we're all agreeing with Monk.
Yes.
Magic Archer versus the Freeze.
No, it's not.
Or, I'm sorry, Phoenix. Magic Archer or Phoenix, sorry.
This is stupid. I hate this one. This one sucks.
Yeah, you're right.
They're both so annoying.
I might surprise you, but I think I'm going with Magic Archer.
I think I'm going with Phoenix, and here's why. He's more of a tank than the Magic Archer. He revives with full health, and plus if you can, like obviously you have to protect him when he's in the egg, but when he releases and he's locked on your target, he's dead.
But it is pointless, because if you kill it on their side, then it'll revive and they can still have a bigger push than
what I know it.
Yeah.
If you play it on defense and it dies, that's kind of like a win for you.
Yeah.
It's kind of what you want.
Exactly. Yeah. You want him to die, but you want to keep him alive so you can have a bigger push. Like
you pretty much want him to die, so then he'd come back.
Yeah.
Well, you want him. You want him to lead your battle first.
Yeah, lead the battle so he can die, and then...
Can you imagine having your golem behind something work?
There's a golem deck like that. You send down the Phoenix first, and then you send out the golem, and then people use that to tank for like the Infernal Tower. I guess that's just enough time for the Infernal Tower to lock onto the Phoenix, but when it dies, it switches back to the golem. But the golem stays alive because you'd also need Zap with this deck. I've seen this deck work, but I think Sirtag played it.
Yeah.
But it's stupid.
So what do you, Dalton, what do you got? You anyways, Caleb, you said
I'm going with Phoenix. You're going with Archer. I'm going with Phoenix just because.
But I don't know Magic Archer. You can line it up and it's guaranteed. You can.
Yeah, I know
that's true too. The only thing I'm going with the Phoenix is that it's a more of a tank than the Archer. The Magic Archer, its health is not made.
Yeah, but it's not made for a tank.
You're right, but
it's made for that chip damage, which is like the Princess.
That is true,
and it shoots as far as the Princess as long as it's got something to line up with.
But yeah, I'm still going with the Phoenix. I think it's more annoying.
Dalton, it's all up to you.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger, bite.
Ain't a one and a two.
I'd probably go Phoenix, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not mad about that because he is super annoying.
Not being, even if you were, I wouldn't care.
Well, now I'm mad about it. Well,
I think this is the easiest one, this last one.
The rocket versus the furnace?
I think it's rocket.
Really?
I think furnace.
I mean, yeah, furnace is annoying. I think
furnace too. Furnace honestly. Is
stupid.
Because you have something or those little
rocket. At least, you can at least stop the furnace. You can't really stop the rocket. However, you kind of can by using monk. I get it, but that's super hard to time. So
right.
But normally, you ain't gonna really see anybody waste six elixir in the pre or middle of the game. Just a rocket.
Yeah, but those rocket cycles is what's annoying. You got those decks that are just all they are is his defense. I'm going to use Rocket as my offense, and that's the only card I'm going to use for offense.
What takes a tower faster?
What does? The furnace or...
I don't know.
Full furnace, you'd have to, I think, lay down, I think, two or maybe it's four furnaces to knock down a tower.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know.
A lot, unless you don't mirror it. If you mirror it, it's obviously different, but you might have to lay down four furnaces to knock down a tower, I think. I don't know.
I don't know, but Rocket is not as for me anyway, it's not as annoying as it is for a furnace coming into my tower because I got every single thing I got out. Like, I don't want that stupid chip damage. Mm-hmm. And you can't put, like, skeletons or a skeleton army because then you're worried about the furnace. And, yeah, it's just annoying.
I'm going furnace.
Yeah, you guys might be right. Furnace might have to get it.
What did Caleb say? It's the easiest one.
It is. Well, it is.
This is Rocket.
I thought it would be the Rocket.
That was round two, guys. We got eight cards left already. Miner versus the Elixir Golem.
Elixir Golem's going to have to win this one, I think.
I am hands down agreeing with that. I hate Elixir Golem.
Yeah, I think Elixir Golem's probably going to make it because I absolutely hate this card. Our yes, it gives us Elixir. Forward. We get it. But, dude, so since it had its
with the update buff, it had where the attack speed's
it's
up.
Faster.
It is
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah,
a little... It will melt your tower.
Whatever it is,
they're using. They don't even care. They'll use mirror. They'll use clone, and it's still stupid deadly. Mm-hmm. Like and
on rage as well with the little, little minion knights. Or it's the
stupid.
Column,
yeah, it's outrageous.
All right, elixir pump versus the battle healer.
I'm going battle healer.
Really?
This one's tough.
Yeah, I'm going to go battle healer. Battle healer is.
It's like they're both.
You can mirror them up, and like I said, they're just so like once you have like three or two, it's super hard to kill them.
And I'm actually going to agree, Dalton. I think Battle Healer is more annoying.
You can still put a minion horde or flying over it, but it's still hard to kill. Like that's how stupid it is.
This is a bad thing. Is like it's not extremely popular besides the Elixir Golem deck.
Yeah.
But like, pump is a little bit more.
It could change now because we might be seeing a lot of battle healer with Phoenix, maybe get more of a healing buff on them. But anyways,
that's why they run.
Keep that egg alive.
That's why a lot of people run.
Can it heal that egg?
If they can do that, that is stupid.
Yikes!
That I don't know.
Who are you going with it? Even though it might not matter.
Oh, did you know? By the way, on the monk, you know how it reflects. Stuff.
Yep.
I go battle healer.
Okay. It reflects a spirit. It's the healing spirit.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Not joking. It was on the same video as the one with the expo.
Wow.
It reflects it. So when the healing spirit jumps onto the monk and he has his ability, it just jumps back and you just see a puddle.
Hmm.
Yeah. Weirdest thing. I think it's the only spirit though. It does that.
Princess versus the monk.
Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
You know, the thing about that is, it sucks on this monk. Plus, the ability on the monk, even if it's like a princess, you can still activate the king.
Yeah, I know it.
I didn't even think of that. You are so right.
Seriously. If you have a close game and you only have 200 damage left on their tower to win, put in the pocket, activate ability twice, or I think it's just once for 200 damage, you'll get it.
Yeah, that's
true. It's stupid, and you can't do nothing about it.
No.
It's dumb.
But it's so, the monk. But
yeah, I'm going with monk anyway.
That is so tough because, like, yeah, you're right. It might have to be the monk, but, like, the princess, like you guys were saying, like, they have to do something about it.
I mean, you have to do something for the monk, too.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
How?
And it's just stupid annoying on defense, too. When they use it for defense, that it's, like, true. Stupid annoying.
Yeah, that is true.
What do you got, Dalton?
I'm going monk.
That's what I'm going with the monk as well.
That is true.
It's funny how Caleb disagrees with us,
the more you guys are talking, I'm just like, you know what? That is true. You know, like I'm more excited with you guys.
It's because we think about it before we talk.
Well, I don't have that ability. So
ready for this? Phoenix versus the furnace.
Phoenix. I'm still going with Phoenix.
I don't know, guys. I mean, I've been playing with a lot of playing against a lot of Phoenixes, and I'm not like
I'm scared. Now,
I'm scared if there's three of them, but like I'm not terrified if there's like one, you know. But
I think that sucks where you play like
the most annoying though
Phoenix cycle people that have like skeletons and then the one elixir spirits, then the elixir pump. And just cycle Phoenix.
Yeah. That's what sucks.
What can you do about it?
Yeah. Nothing.
Literally. Like, you can fireball it, you can rocket it, but it still doesn't destroy the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And think of it, you already have three Phoenixes out, and let's say you rocket it and kill them all.
If you kill them on your side, all the eggs are going to hatch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only one may not hatch.
Yeah.
And if
you
play it right, you can tank it. You can use a miner or ice golem to tank for the eggs, and then they still hatch full health, and then they're back at it again.
Yeah, no, the Phoenix is freaking overpowered.
Yeah, so I'm going to hold ground with Phoenix, yeah.
I'm literally on the fence, but I'm just going to agree with you guys.
Well, get off the fence.
Yeah.
All right, guys, final four cards left. We got the Elixir Golem versus the Battle Healer and the Monk versus the Mink.
Phoenix,
the Mink.
You know, it's very funny how this works. Because you see Battle Healer and Elixir Golem, and you see Monk
hey,
and
good.
Phoenix.
That's like, yeah.
Look at that.
It's like two annoying
things. Uh-huh.
And that's really how it is right now.
It is.
That is.
Elixir Golem's annoying.
The only reason why Phoenix Battle Healer me. Is...
annoying because it heals up the stupid Elixir Golem.
Yeah. Exactly.
The other reason why, though, because once the...
that's
so
interesting.
Funny how that works.
That is hilarious.
So, Elixir Golem versus the Battle Healer.
Oh my goodness.
I'm honestly going to go Elixir Golem.
I'm honestly going to go with Elixir Golem as well.
Hands down. I hate this card.
They did too much to it when they did
their build. I hate this card.
So we got the Monk versus the Phoenix.
Oh my. This time I'm going to have to go with the Monk. I got to go with the Monk. He reflects any like projectile.
But I don't. The only thing that sucks is it doesn't do anything with like the Inferno or the Inferno Dragon.
No, or the skeleton. But you still, when you hit his ability, it only takes an 80% of that.
80% though.
So like, you're still a huge tank. That's what's stupid.
But I don't think he kills the skeletons, does he? When his ability?
No, he can't. Only projectile. So anything that's melee will not.
Yes.
So but still, like, it's still like a huge tank.
Anything though. That actually shoots him. So we're looking, or any spell.
That's what a projectile is.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that. But
I'm going Monk.
Yep, I'm going with Monk. Yeah, I was waiting for you to what you were going to say.
Monk. Yeah, I have to go with Monk.
Monk and Elixir Golem.
Yeah, Elixir Golem versus the Monk, guys.
All right, guys.
He's going to be the most annoying card.
For you guys to know more about it, come back next week. We'll figure it out. We'll send him on a cliffhanger. Okay, the Monk versus the Elixir Golem. For the most annoying...
Can I go first?
Yep. I know what you're going to pick.
Elixir Golem.
Yeah, I'm going with Elixir Golem.
I hate it.
I hate this card.
Yeah. I might have to go with that.
Yeah.
This is the most hated card probably in Clash Royale. Elixir Golem with the... I got a quick question. What do you think could be... That's not on there, which we realize there are more annoying cards out there. What do you think could beat the Elixir Golem right now as annoying? More annoying?
Nothing.
I don't think anything else could.
Well, we just kind of proved it that, I mean, the Monk was close.
Monk was close.
I mean, obviously, a Monk would be the closest, in our opinion, I guess, if you're looking at the bracket. By the way, guys, we will send the bracket to the Discord if you guys want to look at it.
And also, if you
join the Discord.
Think we did something wrong, like not wrong, but like if we picked wrong and you guys think
we
pick otherwise, go to the Discord.
Give us your opinion.
Know. Yeah, we want to know you guys' opinion.
What you guys think is the most annoying.
And speaking of that. You know, last episode we were doing the game, and I said,
"Oh boy, here we go."
The tornado one.
Oh, it's the tornado one.
Remember that one? And it was like 14, I think. And you, Caleb, you said that the skeleton barrel could activate King Tower, and he is right. You can by you just using tornado. So I was wrong.
I've been
so
right
now,
a lot.
I think there's 60.
I've been right a lot.
Now he's all big headed, Dalton. We're in trouble.
Very in trouble.
Yeah, very in trouble.
Can't be wrong.
Okay.
So yeah, guys. So please join the Discord. The invite link will be in the show notes there. So just go and click that.
How about you guys can just tell us what you guys think the most annoying card ever is.
That's what we just said.
Yeah, dude.
All right, tell us the number one deck that's not annoying in Clash Royale.
Shut up, you're asking too much now. Mute is Mike.
Who's your best host, guys? Shout out to the host.
Mute is Mike. Mute is Mike.
Just get it out of here.
I'm fired, aren't I?
You really never were hired.
I'm just a pod.
Yeah, you're just here to be here.
I'm just here to be here because you guys felt bad to say no.
Yeah, you're just here to fill up space.
Yeah.
Taking our darn air.
So, all right, guys, anything else we can think of? It's a little bit shorter of an episode, but like again, guys, please join the Discord. Yeah,
join the Discord and hopefully we can get more tournaments rolling.
Yeah, speaking of tournaments, we were going to have one last night, but only three showed up, so we decided not to.
Yeah.
So yeah, we want to get more Discord members
by,
on.
By only three, we're the only three that showed up.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah.
So, Ben, you say you're going to show up and then don't show up kind of hurts.
Yeah.
He got our feelings, guys. He got our feelings.
Just kidding.
But
it is what it is.
Many ways, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
3 weeks? 4 weeks? Never? Oh.
I guess it depends on Dalton.
What are we doing? Isn't 2 weeks Thanksgiving?
Is it really? Oh, I think you're right.
I think it is coming up, though.
Okay. So, well, we might have to. Well, that's Thursday, though, so we can still do it.
Yeah.
Like what? Saturday or something?
Sure.
I think I get 2 days off for Thanksgiving, so I think it might be Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
I'll be off Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. All right.
So we'll have that. And even if we want to, you can always come up after Thanksgiving. Yeah,
we'll have a Thanksgiving special, guys, so stay tuned.
Yay.
So don't ever nay like that. All right, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks on the Thanksgiving episode.
No, it won't be in 2 weeks. It'll be on Thanksgiving.
Oh my god! It'll be on Thanksgiving.
Wait, guys, you want to do it on Thanksgiving? You want to do it on Thanksgiving?
Oh my gosh! They don't need to hear this. Let's just end the episode.
It doesn't matter.
But
guys,
around Thanksgiving,
after Christmas,
we'll have a New Year special too.
No, yeah, that's right. So
yeah,
right.
We'll stay up till 1 o'clock recording.
That's what
we should do. Our tier list. New Year's Eve.
Ooh.
New Year's Eve. We'll stay up late, do the tier list.
New Year's Eve or Thanksgiving?
All right. Thank you for joining, and we will see you Thanksgiving or around Thanksgiving that week sometime. And yeah, see you later.
Oh, wait, guys. Hang on.
Oh, shut up.
Just kidding.